On today's show, we detail GM's massive restructuring plan, a few highlights ahead of the LA Auto Show, and Mercedes adds a human element to autonomy. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. After we went to press yesterday, General Motors announced a massive restructuring plan for North America. In addition to the plant closing in Oshawa, Canada, the company is halting production at its Lordstown, Ohio, and Detroit Hamtramck plants next year. Production at two powertrain facilities is also being halted, and it will close two unidentified plants outside of North America by the end of next year as well. GM also is taking steps to reduce its salaried workforce by 15%, or about 8,000 jobs, and that includes 25% fewer executives to help streamline decision-making. General Motors says these moves will help it improve its free cash flow by $6 billion by the end of 2020. But that's not all the cuts GM made yesterday. It's also axing the Cadillac XTS, Buick LaCrosse, along with the Chevrolet Volt, Cruze, and Impala from its lineup. It's not too surprising the company is killing those models. All of them are down by double digits this year. Plus, consumers continue to snap up trucks and SUVs over passenger cars, which now only account for 30% of sales this year. And here's our AutoLine insight. GM didn't say it was permanently closing those plants. It said they did not have product allocated to them after 2019. That is a clear signal to the UAW and the Canadian Union Unifor that GM is ready to bargain with them to keep those plants open. GM is going to launch a lineup of electric cars, and those plants could be perfect to build them. But it will want labor cost cuts, such as using higher percentage of entry-level workers who earn lower wages. GM's labor contract with the UAW expires next year, and these plants will stop making cars and transmissions just before negotiations begin. And that is going to give GM a powerful bargaining chip when it sits down across the table from the UAW. Last month, FCA sold its parts business, Magneti Marelli, to Japanese supplier Kalsonic Kansei for a whopping $7.1 billion. And now FCA is looking to unload another subsidiary. Bloomberg reports that it's considering selling its robotics unit, Kamau, and wants up to $2.3 billion for it. The sales process could start next year, but no final decisions have been made. By shedding its non-core businesses, it will allow the company to focus on building and selling cars. The LA Auto Show just got underway. We'll take a look at some of the early reveals right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems, and by ExxonMobil.
The LA Auto Show is underway, and here's a little taste of what you'll see. Fiat introduced an updated version of the 500X. You'll notice a slight massage to the lower portion of the front and rear bumpers, and the interior receives minor changes as well. An all-new turbocharged 1.3-liter engine, which produces 177 horsepower and 210 pound-feet of torque, is now standard in the crossover. Also standard are a 9-speed automatic transmission and all-wheel drive. The 2019 Fiat 500X goes on sale in the spring for under $26,000, including destination charges. If you've never heard of Rivian, get ready, because you're about to hear that name a lot more. It's a new EV startup that introduced its first vehicle, a pickup truck called the R1T. Power comes from four electric motors, with each putting out 147 kilowatts. There will be three battery sizes, 105, 135, and 180 kilowatt hours. Those will yield ranges of 230, 300, and 400 miles respectively. Payload comes in over 1,750 pounds, and towing capacity is rated at about 11,000 pounds. Those are all pretty impressive numbers, but now we want to see it in the real world. Rivian has purchased the old Mitsubishi plant in Normal, Illinois, and says the truck, which starts at $69,000, will come out in late 2020. Coming up next, Volvo Trucks is using autonomous vehicles to help with mining limestone. We've shown you autonomous technology from Volvo Trucks that is helping with tasks like harvesting sugarcane and collecting garbage. And now the company is demonstrating how its self-driving tech can be used for mining. It's working with Brånøy Kalk in Norway to transport limestone along a 5-kilometer or 3-mile route from the mine to a crusher where it can then be shipped. 6 Volvo FH trucks are being used, but the mining company doesn't own the trucks. Instead, it buys a hub-to-hub transport service and pays per metric ton of limestone delivered. Volvo Trucks is taking responsibility for transporting the limestone. Currently, this is just a test, but by the end of next year, it will be fully operational. But that kind of autonomy is simpler. Out in the real world, autonomous vehicles will experience much more complex situations, and Mercedes is taking a rather human approach for how its AVs will communicate with pedestrians and other road users. Lights mounted in different areas of the car, like the windshield, grille, headlamps, mirrors, and lower area of the windows, indicate a number of actions the vehicle will make in autonomous mode. For example, slow or fast flashing tells people the car is braking or taking off. But here's where the human element comes in. Lights on the roof will follow the movement of people to the side of and in front of the car to signal that it sees them, like a driver making eye contact with someone. Or if it's parked at the side of the road and about to take off, the lights will signal, then the mirrors flip out, then the rear suspension raises, and finally the front comes up, almost like a person waking up and stretching. There will certainly be regulations for how autonomous cars communicate their intent, but for now, we're seeing developers trying a number of different things to see what works and what doesn't. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching. We'll see you here again tomorrow.